This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Afghan government plans to release 900 more Taliban prisoners on May 26 as a ceasefire by the militants enters its third and final day. The break in fighting, which came into effect on May 24 to mark the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr, was for the most part being maintained across the country. The government earlier responded to the Taliban ceasefire offer by announcing plans to release up to 2,000 militant prisoners. If completed, it would be the biggest group of Taliban prisoners freed so far. Stormy weather is threatening somewhat to delay SpaceX's first astronaut launch. A SpaceX rocket is scheduled to blast off Wednesday from Florida carrying a Dragon capsule with NASA astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken to the International Space Station. It'll be the first time astronauts launch from the U.S. in 9 years and a first for a private company. Forecasters put the odds of acceptable weather at higher than 40% forecast for yesterday, which, as NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says, is right on the money.
Thing is look good. We are, as right now, we are go for launch. The is about 60% favorable for launch tomorrow, which is good news compared to where we were yesterday. We were at 40%, so the trend is in the right direction. We are very, very excited.
But that does include the need for favorable conditions all the way up the U.S. and Canadian coast and across the sea to Ireland. The Dragon's emergency escape system can kick in, if necessary, all the way to orbit. U.S. Africa Command says Russia recently deployed military fighter aircraft to Libya to support Russian state-sponsored private military contractors who are helping forces fighting the U.N.-supported Libyan government. This is VOA News. A new U.S. ban on travelers from Brazil goes into effect today, 2 days earlier than the White House initially announced, in an added effort to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Officials did not provide any specific reasons for moving up the ban from its planned Thursday start date. It applies to foreigners entering the United States who have been in Brazil at some point during the prior 14 days. The World Health Organization warned Brazil against reopening its economy before it can perform enough testing to control the spread of the pandemic. The organization Executive Director Michael Ryan said in a news conference that Brazil's intense transmission rates meant it should keep some sort of stay-at-home measures in place, regardless of negative impacts on the economy. He also said Brazil is not alone in the threat of the virus's reoccurrence.
It's by itself effectively goes to a very low level and then occurs a number of months later. But we're concerned about, and that may be a reality for many countries, in a number of months.
Brazil has emerged as a new coronavirus hotspot, trailing only the United States in the number of confirmed cases, according to Johns Hopkins University statistics. Globally, more than 346,000 people have died from COVID-19, and there are approximately 5.5 million confirmed infections. Dozens of Mexican health workers in Mexico City are demanding that authorities provide them with proper PPE or proper personal protective equipment needed for attending to coronavirus patients. The workers blocked roads in the capital city during a protest, claiming Mexican officials are putting their health at risk by giving them poorly made equipment. Protesters said they are asked to reuse uniforms and N95 masks after several of their colleagues became infected and even died. The Japanese government is declaring a success for what it's called the Japan model in controlling its coronavirus outbreak. It never imposed the strict lockdown seen in other countries, emphasizing voluntary efforts, and on Monday, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe lifted the state of emergency set in Tokyo and four other areas, the last regions under the measures. And Japan has comparatively few deaths compared to many other major countries. The economic fallout has been harsh, however. It's entered a recession, and Abe's administration is pledging two unprecedented stimulus packages worth a total of over $1.8 trillion. Two of Europe's hottest vacation destinations made some major steps toward getting those tourists back on Monday. The Spanish government says it's going to allow international flights without a two-week quarantine starting on July the 1st. And Greece, too, is calling out for vacationers and their money. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.